This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A court forcibly stopping the release of videos that make the abortion industry look bad or even guilty of illegal acts is called a gag order. But in the parlance of the First Amendment, it is known as prior restraint of speech. An appeal last week to the U.S. Supreme Court to break the gag order and to release such videos and the free speech of the video investigators is shocking for its simplicity, yet even more so because it was found necessary. Observers are confident that the U.S. Supreme Court will hear the case, and many are curious about how widespread the videos could become for all the legal drama surrounding them. This is Life News Radio. It is not enough to hope that abortion-minded women should choose adoption. We must encourage the thinking of adoption as a loving, holy sacrifice. We can help encourage mothers in crisis pregnancies to not fear, but to consider adoption as part of God's plan for a child and help them consider what God wants for their child. For more information and encouragement, visit holyfamilyadoption.org. holyfamilyadoption.org. The Philadelphia-based Third Circuit Court of Appeals says a pregnancy support center must provide its employees medical insurance that includes abortifacient drugs. This is the same situation that Hobby Lobby was protected from in its Supreme Court ruling. Over the years, Real Alternatives has served over 250,000 women in Pennsylvania, Indiana, and Michigan facing unexpected pregnancies. The head of Real Alternatives says the ruling is something like a court forcing a cancer-fighting group to pay for employees' cigarettes. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com or find us on social media. This has been Life News Radio.